Welcome to Purple Door Healing, a place where meditation and awareness unlock the door to a more awakened life. I'm your guide, Kelly. Are you ready? Let's get started. Welcome to another episode of Purple Door Healing. In my part of the world, we've just had New Year's, and many people are setting resolutions. Thought it might be the perfect time to sit down and really get clear with our goals and our intentions as we enter a new frame of mind. So to begin, let's just find a comfortable seat. Begin to take the attention to the breath. Long, complete inhales and long, complete exhales. Softening the shoulders. Softening the jaw. Feeling expansiveness in the lungs and the heart center. Allowing the breath to carry you deeper down into yourself. Allowing any worries or stress from the day to just melt away for a little while at least. Give yourself this time. Letting every exhale be a chance to step deeper down into consciousness. Letting every exhale be a chance to let go of the clinging grip to society, to expectation. To give yourself these few moments of just you and your own soul and your own breath. And as you find comfort in the breath, just begin to allow yourself to be carried with my words. I often find that resolutions are very much based in societal expectations and perhaps are not even something that the person truly wants at a core level. Let's give ourselves a chance to explore our deepest, innermost desires and what success looks like for us. Whether or not you decided to make a resolution for this new year, it's a beautiful time to just reconnect with our own energetics, to set some intentions, to clarify the path ahead. I find that one nice visualization to help discern whether something is truly in your utmost highest good, or whether it's something you do because you think you should or you need to, is something I call the deserted island test. And I just visualize, if you were the only person around, would you still do that thing? If society could not judge you for not doing it, or for doing it differently, would you still do it? You can apply this to various things in your life. Many times, self-care is really just masquerading shoulds and need tos. And these answers will look different for every single one of us. Every single one of us has a sort of mixed up jumble of things we do because they feel good to our own bodies and souls, and things that we do because they help us fit in, they help us feel approved of, they help us feel like we are filling up our self-worth in a way that society tells us is the way we should. But if it were only up to you, what would the important things be? Maybe it would be a simple reframing of the same sort of goal. Maybe instead of losing 10 pounds, it would be about creating utmost health in your body. But see how that simple reframing turns something from what feels like a punishment for being not good enough into something that is honoring and supportive. If it were completely up to you, and there was no one there to judge, to approve of, to even see, what would your goals be? Take a moment and allow yourself to breathe into that idea. The heart of that answer is what is really important to you. And ultimately, the closer you can get to supporting your own truths, your own deep desires, the happier you will be. Shoulds and the need tos, we can get in touch with a more authentic version of ourselves. And you'll find that when you get in touch with that authentic version of your own soul, you don't need to be on the deserted island, because you radiate with a light that others can recognize, even if they don't know how to put it into words. It's the light of truth. It's the light of authenticity. And it is ultimately the light of love shining from within. Love for self, radiating out into love of the world. Let us walk that path together in this coming year. Each of us stepping closer and closer to our own highest truth. Gently take your attention back to your breath now, to the rise and the fall of the inhale and the exhale. Gently coming back to present moment. Maybe wiggling fingers or toes, bringing life back to the body. This might be a great one to journal about afterwards. What answers did you find? Gently opening your eyes now. Thank you for joining me. And have a wonderful day. Thank you for sharing your time and your beautiful soul with me today. If you enjoyed this meditation, please review it on iTunes to help more people find this path to inner peace. As a gift for reviewing, I'll send you a free copy of my digital guide to the chakras, absolutely free of charge. Just leave a review, take a screenshot of it before submitting, and send it over to me at Kelly, K-E-L-L-I, at purpledoorhealing.com. Remember that the key to inner peace is in your own heart, your own soul, and your own hands. All you have to do is unlock the door. Namaste.